Perfect. Thanks, Marsha.
Good afternoon. Aspen Prius, Kanoa.
Hey, is Mark in?
Yes, he is. May I say who's calling?
Yeah, let him know. It's John from Bank of Cardiff. We were talking last week.
All right. Hold on just a moment.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. It's John from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing, brother?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, man. Yeah, I just wanted to check back in. I know last week we had been talking about maybe getting you some working capital, and you were shopping around with Wells Fargo and a couple other people, and just wanted to see things are going.
They're going pretty good. Hey, I'm not sure. It's kind of funny. I've been working with my banker for a while on this. I actually have been working with this banker for about 15 years, so we're, you know, I trust it pretty well.
Definitely.
I've gotten two phone calls since I've talked to you from people in Madison Street. One guy's Madison Street in Chicago, another guy out of New York, who both said, hey, I understand you're shopping around looking for some stuff. And I'm like, no. Oh, yeah, yeah, you are. We heard about it from some, you know, I'm like, well, heard about it from who?
From who?
Yeah, so you're the only other person I spoke to in months about this.
I'll tell you right now. Our location is in San Diego, California, so I would have no connection to anyone in New Jersey or wherever else they said that.
Chicago. I don't know what if you guys put what you guys if you did a search. I mean, I don't know what you did.
No.
I mean, I've literally gotten two phone calls from people.
Yeah, they were cold.
They said, "Oh no! We know you've been looking. You just reached out to somebody last week."
Yeah, you want to know why they know you're looking is because they're probably looking at either UCC filings or somehow they got a hold of like an old credit report or something and they saw people were pulling your credit. That's the only way because I honestly, why would I talk to anyone? I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like that doesn't make any business sense.
Doesn't make
sense
any
from
sense to me. I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
like I've been months. I've gotten no phone calls. I get phone calls all the time about people wanting,
yeah.
You know, but never saying, I know you're actively looking. You just started looking last week. Well, I started looking a couple months ago.
That's
but
so.
But I'm like, the only person I talked to last week was you guys. And I'm like,
yeah. Who? But you. So you've been in talks with Wells Fargo. So they wouldn't give your information away. We definitely don't because the only reason we have your contact information is direct from UCC filings. And obviously, we talked about that last time that we had the UCC filing from earlier this year about PNC. You did equipment with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only information I personally have. I don't even know if you've had anyone pull credit. I don't know if you've shopped around. The only reason I knew Wells Fargo is because you told me. That's the only thing I know. So that's honestly really weird. And
it's really weird. And I was really upset about it.
Yeah,
guy, you have to call me the second time. Like, no, don't call me anymore. I'm not dealing with you. I'm really upset about this.
I want to look into that. I'm gonna ask my bosses
can't
over here.
The guy
what's going
in New
on.
Jersey, but the guy out of Chicago was
what's
Madison Street something. Madison Street. Maybe matter of fact, I might even have an email because I told him to send me.
Madison
Street Financing or something out of Chicago.
Finance out of Chicago. You try to tell them like, no, I'm
Madison
not. And they're
Street
like, no,
Capital.
We definitely are. Madison Street Capital.
Yeah. Like I said, I told the guy, no, I'm not. He's like, oh, no, we know you are. Last week you reached out to somebody. And I'm like, no, I didn't.
That's so weird.
It's really weird.
Like,
it really upset me.
I'm,
I was upset
I'm
at you. I was upset at that. I'm like, this is bullshit because, you know, this is my personal business. I don't
no,
get,
for
sh- advertise out to everybody.
I'm perplexed. Like, unless they literally went on a complete guess and then they just stuck with it because that was their game. Like, maybe that's their, like, cold call tactic because they accuse people of looking for stuff until they either give in or give up. Like, I don't know. Like, this is just awkward. Like, I don't get it.
It was very weird because then when the second guy called me from New Jersey, I can't think of that name, he never sent me an email. So I tell everybody who reaches out to me that I don't know, send me an email so I can check you out. and this way I can have their information on hand. And that second guy didn't. Oh, no, he didn't. He did not send me. I was just gonna look at his status here, but that was you.
Yeah. I'm looking. I just googled Madison Street Capital and then the fraud after it, and I'm just kind of scanning through the first couple of returns here. If you just want to bear, or the reviews here, just kind of want to bear with me.
Yeah.
Not a real investment. Maybe lie to you. That's okay. Yeah. Build the poverty lines. Here's the owners of real estate. Zero investment bankers here. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, this one, the guy gave a 1-star review and he said, "Not a real investment bank. May lie to you." All you small business owners, they cold call business owners and tell them we will find the money if they pay a fee. Wow, this is not looking good. I don't know, mostly brokering and subordinated senior. Oh my god. Yeah, this is all really bad reviews on them. I'm gonna.
It's just really a bad coincidence for you guys because I was like.
I actually told the guy,
don't call back again. Don't call me. Well, here's the deal. I can do this tomorrow with Wells Fargo. Matter of fact, I was going to. I forgot, you know. But I could do it alone at 3.99 for 5 years.
That's for the equipment?
That's for the pay off my line of credit and my credit card that I want to.
Okay, so they're going to. Yeah. Okay, so they're going to pay off the total for your line of credit and your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
At a 3.99 APR.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if it compounds monthly or annually?
I don't know. I can ask for that.
Yeah. Just so let me write all this down. And so we got 3.99 from Wells. That's APR. And you said over 5 or 4 years?
5.
Over 5 years.
And she could do one at 3.5 over 4.
Yeah, and you would like to get 4?
Well, no, she said I can give you either one. She goes, I can do 3.99 for 5 or 3.5 for 4.
Okay, or 3.5 for 4.
Mm-hmm.
For 4. And either one would work for you?
Yeah, I told her either one would work for me.
Cool.
I'm cool with either one.
All right, here we go. And did they give that to you in writing yet, or you just talked to a guy about it?
No, she actually, literally, she was in my office this morning, and we went over it, and she said, I'll send you everything tomorrow, and then decide what you want to do.
All right, awesome. Well, I would still need to have, like, some of the information from the business for my underwriters even to, like, consider this, because I can't just say, hey, I got a guy on the phone who says this, and I don't have any proof, and they're going to look at me and be like, John, like, what do you want from us? We don't know anything about this guy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to make you do anything you're uncomfortable with at this point, because I'm a little sketched out. I don't know if it's like someone's like hacking into some internet stuff to get information or what have you, because we don't sell any information. We don't release any information. The only time people would see our name is if they see on the UCC filing that we funded a deal or the deal completed. So that's, I just really don't even know what to say about that. Unless,
like I said, I get phone calls all the time, but not this specific about an actual conversation that they said they knew. And I'm like, first of all, why are you telling me this? Secondly, you know.
It was kind of like trying to intimidate you, it sounds like, in a way.
I was, you know, like, no, I know you want this, and I'm going to give it to you kind of thing. I'm like, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
it was really,
and
I'm like,
that's
I'm like, you know. I only talked to one person in the last, 5 days, and I know, so it didn't sit well with me. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, you seem like a really nice guy. I've been working with these people. They're going to save me a lot of money because my credit card right now is at, 14, and my line of credit is, 7.5, so it's going to save me a ton of money over the time. So I'm comfortable with this.
Yeah, so you're
worth where I'm at.
Yeah, you're at 21.5 total. You said 14 and 7.5, so you're both.
Well, I'm paying four. Yeah, I'm paying at the same time. I'm paying one at it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Reduced the one almost in half, and the other one by a lot.
All right. Yeah. No. Totally. So, how about this? Let me make sure I got your email, because I understand
or somebody sent me from your company.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, Mark. Yeah. That's me. That's who
okay.
I am. Okay. You're Mark at Aspen Printing, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cool. I'm gonna go. have a quick chit chat with my bosses real quick and see what they say, and I'll shoot you an email and just let you know what kind of feedback I get from them and see if they know if anything or if they've heard of this before, how they could have possibly got that information, because I never even took your file or anything further than just saving your email and writing a few notes about what we talked about. Nothing goes further on my end than that, because you never responded to the email and sent me the application. So I don't, you know, I didn't have anything to send out or anything, because we never moved forward. So
It was really weird and really upset.
Super
me.
Weird,
like,
dude.
Hey,
just so you know, I would, me personally, just even outside of this business, I would never do anything insane like that. I just, morally and ethically, I just don't personally, that would not sit well with me. I would be puking my guts out if I were in your position. Someone somehow got all my information in a roundabout way like that. So, like I said, man, I'm on your side. I'm going to go do some research, and, I'll give you the response I get from then. And, man, best of luck to you, dude.
Thanks,
and, you know, like I said, I'll just be following up with you soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, brother.